The great hope of the believer lies beyond this worldly framework, in the heavenly places in Christ, where the glory of God radiates from His face and we may know fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. But while this is indeed a happiness to come, it is our privilege to enter into this great hope here and now. We do not have to guess about the face of Jesus, what it may be like, or how glorious it may be. There is abundant evidence in the Word of God describing the Lord of glory, which, as we meditate on it, becomes increasingly vivid and real to us. Our lack is not in ample portraiture to consider. It is in insufficient willingness to engage in meditation, to be silent before the Lord, and to wait on Him to make Himself known.